From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
I'm Nigel Payne.
This week, Nigel, I wanted you to medicate. I wasn't going to say self-medicate, but basically, I thought it'd be quite good to do a few podcast presentation tips for our listeners, because people are doing podcasts more and more. They're a great medium, and you've got a long history in the BBC, in the media, and anyone who listens to this podcast will know that you get your points across really clearly without going and ah, and without leaving long gaps between words. Now, those two things are exactly what I do, and I edit this podcast each week, and I listen to myself. And you've given me advice in the past, but I listen to myself and I'm really not doing it as well as I could be. So I thought it'd be a good idea for you to just give us a couple of quick tips on how to come across as a really good interviewee or presenter on a podcast. So you don't have things like, you know, saying 50 words when three will do and umming and ahhing your way through it. So try and give us some good tips.
I'll give you a few tips. But what I would recommend is that people should listen to the Today program round about when Thought for the Day comes on. So that comes on at 10 to 8. At 7:45, you have lively, animated producers, correspondents, presenters. At 10 to 8, they announce Thought for Today, and you get someone who is so obviously reading this out from a sheet of paper and keeps a monotone for at least 5 minutes so that you have driven everyone to distraction and bored the pants off them. So I think that's the first thing, is that the key to a podcast is animation in the voice. And I think you're being far too modest, Martin. You've got great animation in your voice. And people will put up with a few ums and ahs in an animated, engaged voice. They will not put up with anything if someone is just monotonously droning on. So a podcast, you're actually speaking to a microphone, but you've got to absolutely believe that that microphone is the best friend you've ever had, the person that you absolutely have to convince of your point of view. And if you can do that, the microphone then becomes the listener, and the listener feels that they're being talked to and with and not at. Mm-hmm. Because so many people talk, just give their pontifications on the world in a really boring way. And the final tip is enough, you know, that so many people can speak for 40 minutes. And what they've said in the first five is simply repeated another seven times. So I would say that stick to your main points. Maybe you have only three or four main points. Make those points. Make them in a really animated way. Make people smile. Make people feel you're a real human being and not just a cipher or a brain on a stick. You're a real person. And if you can do that, you're three quarters of the way to doing something quite exceptional and quite brilliant. So they're really simple tips, and they're so obvious, but they probably need saying.
Can I ask for one more, Dr. Nigel? I'm trying to think of myself as a brain on a stick. Slightly alarming illusion in my head right now. My final one is I always tend to ramble. I say too many words where it's almost like you're self-editing. So you get to the point really quickly. So how can people like me stop rambling to get the point across?
Know what the point is they're trying to get across. And when you've made it, shut up. Give up at that point. And the other last point is slightly contradictory to that, which is repetition. It's sometimes good to say the same thing again, but you do that not unconsciously because you're rambling, but consciously because you're building in structure. So I all of those tips are really valuable. And if you listen to a really good podcast, I bet you'll just tick them off as you listen. They'll be all there. Not just one or two of them, but all of them are there. Because it seems so easy. Just start talking. In reality, it's actually quite difficult to make something that is interesting, engaging, and worth coming back to again and again. Rather like our podcast, Martin, always worth revisiting.
Always. And I'd like to think we could tickle those boxes today with those tips. Thank you, Dr. Nigel.
A pleasure as always, Martin. A pleasure as always. From scratch.